On the telephone line, we have got the Northside genius that is Enda Walsh.
Oh, that's going on my gravestone.
Hey, Enda, you well?
I'm really big. Yeah, I'm great. I'm great for him.
Good. Oh, great. Very good. Thank you very much. So you've got one of these. I didn't want to call it an installation because that seems like it's not quite what it is, because it's more than just an installation. But is that what you would call it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is a good point, because I don't know what to call it. But effectively what they are is I make every year, I make this. It's a very small piece for me to make, but they're from the outside, they look like big white boxes, and you enter them, and then you're in a very sort of like, you know, real place, whether it's like, you know, a crappy hotel room or a kitchen or whatever. And then this audio starts, and the person who lived in that space talks for about 13 minutes, and then you leave. And but they're very sort of confessional. People love them. They're very sort of confessional sort of pieces.
Yeah.
And it's like actually, you know, it's like breaking into someone's house.
Right.
And being there in the
middle. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And then getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you feel somebody might actually come back and you might get caught and that kind of stuff. Four people at a time.
It's like I am talking like a Northsider. This is ridiculous. Old cliche.
Four people come in at a time, is that right?
That's right. Only four people. So they have it sort of, they have it ticketed through the day. So there's 15-minute sort of slots or something like that. Yeah.
And it's very popular. I haven't heard of that ever being done before. Is this one of your other madcap ideas, yeah?
I know. Well, I sort of like, you only need sort of one good idea a year, I reckon. But this was, and so when I did it, I went, surely someone has done this before.
Yeah.
And my sort of thing with it was like going, they're so great to make. And it goes back to when I started writing when I was 14.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, oh, well, what it is sort of meeting strangers and, you know, and having like a really intense conversation with a stranger. That's what playwriting is, I thought.
Yeah.
So this is a very sort of one-on-one sort of relationship that you have with a character.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to make one every year until I die, which hopefully is a few.
You've got a few more years than you, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's called Office 33A. And where is that positioned? Like, where would people see it if they're going to the festival?
I think it's in what they call the Bank of Ireland Theatre, which is in, right beside the university or in the university.
Right, okay.
I could be completely wrong about that, and the Galway International Arts Festival would be on the phone to you and saying no.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, this Galway International Arts Festival is giaf.ie online.
Because that's it.
Isn't that the way everybody does it these days, Enda? They look it up on the internet.
God, it's so modern.
Other projects you're doing at the moment, Bluebeard's Castle. This is with the Irish National Opera. And so tell us about that.
Well, I know you're a big, big opera fan.
Oh, you know.
I'm dragging you by the hair back into the theatre in the Gaiety. So we're doing it in the Dublin Theatre Festival in October. It's a killer opera. It's like, it's really terrifying. And it's on in, when is the Dublin Theatre Festival? October?
It's the 12th to the 14th of October,
Yeah, so we're on the Gaiety.
Right, that's excellent.
And so it's, it's Bluebeard's Castle. It's the story about a woman who elopes with this man, goes back to his house and realizes that actually she's in the house of probably a serial killer.
Right.
So it's an hour long opera. It's, you know, it's.
And who's are you doing the music as well? Or, you know, somebody else does the music? Yeah,
He's well dead now. It was a guy called Bartok.
Man, Bartok. Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah,
he wasn't a Northsider. He was a Hungarian. but the music is wild. And, you know, like, I really, really hope, you know, I mean, what's great about the Irish National Opera is that they're not going to tour this because it's going to be too big.
Yeah.
But they're touring around the country and getting sort of great audiences. And theatre, you know, like, theatre, people who go to the theatre and think, you know what, I'm going to actually sort of try this out for a lark and see what it's like.
Yeah.
And coming out of it going, actually, you know, for a country of singers, you know, there's like, you know, that people look it up and they go, surely that's not for us. But I suppose that was, I suppose we didn't get into it back in the day. Because
and it is good to try something a bit different. Like, I mean, I'd say a lot of people say, you know, they could be into whoever or whatever and bloody Arctic Monkeys or Arcade Fire, but try a bit of opera, have a go. The other thing is, this is your third job. So you had the one in the hotel, which I saw on, was Channel 4, I think, had that. And yeah. Then what was the other one? I also went to see
The Second Violinist.
That's brilliant. That was brilliant. Yeah, I saw that in O'Reilly Hall, and then I saw the Grief Is a Thing with Feathers, which is
With Killian. Yeah,
magnificent. Absolutely.
Did you like it?
Oh, I really loved it. Really good.
He's some actor, isn't he?
He is some actor, and he was just out of this world. But the whole idea behind the thing, and the ideas coming. I could see your brain with all that stuff being etched on the wall and all that. You know, all the way through. I said, Enda's Walsh is written all over this bloody thing. But it
Mate,
was
honestly,
really
you have
good.
To, I have to get it out of my head, otherwise I think it actually will turn into some sort of cancer thing and walk out of my body and sort of like whatever, try and take over the world.
And listen, the last time we were talking to you was you mentioned something about Sky Atlantic. Is that still up in the air?
I actually can't talk about that.
All right.
I guess I don't talk about that. So I've been put sort of like
so I shouldn't have mentioned it. Is that what you're saying?
It is a big television thing, all right. Whether it's with Sky Lantern or not, we're nearly there.
Okay, any big name actors that you can hint at?
There isn't.
Right. Yes.
I'd love to be able to.
And how's the dog?
The dog is great. He's due a walk, so we usually walk about sort of 8:30, and I made the mistake of putting on my shoes just before I talked to him.
And that's the sign, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a disaster. Yeah. So he's now looking really, he was whimpering there a little bit, but now he's still looking like Carol Decker.
He's still looking like Carol. Brilliant.
He got his haircut the other day, and they leave his eyelashes sort of long. I swear to God, it's like I get up in the morning and stick on these fake eyelashes. They're so long. They're ridiculous.
And we'll see you in Galway. Thanks a million. Thanks for talking to us, and have a good one. Cheers.
All the best.
Bye. So it's called Office 33A, and it's on at the Galway International Arts Festival. Kicks off on Monday, giaf.ie.